This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Last hour of the week. Somehow or other, I managed to be live all 5 days, which is what I should be doing anyway. So, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the United States, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Very shortly, you're going to hear a whole new opening and everything else, and that's going to be because of them. Join them. Join me. Do yourself a favor. Would anybody out there like to be James Comey? Aside from the apparent, he probably makes a pretty good salary. He is the appointed by Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama to be the FBI director. He's become the hands-on chief law enforcement officer of the whole United States. As he laid his hand on the Bible and recited his oath of office on September 4th, 2013, swearing to faithfully discharge the duties of the office without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, having been picked by a Democrat, he never thought he would face indicting the heir apparent of the party under which he had been appointed by. The facts known, I'm not going to call Hillary Clinton Senator Clinton. I'm not going to call her Secretary Clinton, because she's never deserved anything she's gotten since she stopped being the First Lady. She was only the First Lady of the United States because her husband got elected to the president. You know, he became the President of the United States. She has never done anything. So, anyway. Hillary Clinton's actions surrounding the use of this email server show that she acted with reckless disregard of the security interests of the United States and violated some 10 federal statutes. Several are national security-related felonies, just three of which include disclosure of classified information. That's one thing that got Petraeus busted up. 22 of which documents were top secret. Unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents and destruction of evidence, erasure of a hard drive and deletion of some 30,000 emails by Killery. After a government investigation had commenced, the Benghazi hearings began October 10th, 2012. Comey can't give Clinton a pass. He can't do it without trouble because a related but lesser violation in handling classified material by David Petraeus was recently adjudicated, resulting in a $100,000 fine, a 2-year probation, and all he did was give his personal notebooks, which contained classified information, to his biographer, who had a security clearance and never disclosed any secrets. Hillary Clinton showed, and his biographer was also an Air Force officer with a security clearance. So, Clinton showed total disregard for our security. Her email server, which hosted voluminous classified and top secret information, was repeatedly breached and exposed by notorious Romanian hacker Guccifer and by the Russians, who have 20,000 Clinton server emails in their possession. The fact that the administration under which Mr. Comey serves has conducted itself with unprecedented partisanship and lawlessness makes it even more important for him to uphold the law and proceed with an indictment. We need to see that both lawlessness and dereliction of duty are not given a pass, and that no one is exempt or above the law. But the reasons for this step go even deeper. Hillary Clinton is an integral part of the Clinton Foundation, which is unprecedented in size and global scope as an influence-peddling political slush fund. According to the foundation's own recent tax returns, just 10% of expenditures go to charitable grants, with the bulk of the expenditure balance spent on salaries and benefits, lavish lifestyle travel, and conference organizing. The record shows that the Clinton Foundation took large contributions from several business magnates who were soon thereafter received clearance for controversial international business deals. Saudi Arabia contributed $10 million to the Clinton Foundation before she became Secretary of State. A few years later, the Hillary Clinton State Department formally cleared the largest single sale of military aircraft ever to the Saudis. Now, the most plausible explanation of Hillary Clinton circumventing long-standing federal government rules on secure communication and for her insistence on implementing a private email server was simply to conceal a conflict of interest in continuing a role in the Clinton Foundation while also serving as the Secretary of State. She still wanted the money to be coming in, even though she was on salary. It is instructive that her top aide, Huma Abedin, was simultaneously on payrolls of both the State Department and the Tenio Group, a consulting operation founded by a Clinton confidant with influence-peddling activity similar to the Clinton Foundation. Additionally, a private email server would protect disclosure of quid pro quos and fundraising activities for Clinton's anticipated run for president. So as this investigation nears its completion, Comey can find encouragement in the words of the 26th U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt, who declared, "We cannot afford to differ on the question of honesty if we expect our republic permanently to endure. Honesty is not so much a credit as an absolute prerequisite to efficient service to the public. Unless a man is honest, we have no right to keep him in public life. It matters not how brilliant his capacity." We're now on the edge of an abyss following years of obfuscation, unaccountability, subterfuge, and law evasion by the Obama administration that have numbed most of our citizenry into a kind of base groupthink acceptance of government corruption and the abuse of power. And, resetting our trust in government needs to start with holding people in high office like Clinton accountable, like Clinton, like Holder, like Obama. Central issue of the November election is to choose new leadership and disabuse the American citizenry of accepting dishonesty and abuse of power in government. If Mr. Comey can rise above political pressure and just do his job, he has a unique opportunity to press the reset button on government corruption, and bring about an essential course correction in these troubled times. And this would be a historic and truly heroic accomplishment. And it has to happen. For all those out there that think it won't happen, it has to happen. Now, she may get pardoned. And I don't know what happens if somebody can run for president. Can you be president when you've been found guilty of 20 felonies? Can you be president? What does it say about being president? Can you be guilty of that? Can you be guilty of espionage? It's not like she was out there writing bad checks or shoplifting. No. She was selling the United States down the river in order to keep making money while at the same time plotting her next elected office. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. I just realized that I've been saying, coming to you live from the Frog Lube, performance made in the USA, blank studio. Sorry about that. I want to take you back to 2015, mid-2015, June 2015. This is shortly after the Dillon Roof shooting here in South Carolina. And in his statement on the Charleston shooting at that time, he called on congressional leaders, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, called on congressional leaders to come to grips with their positions on guns because it is in our power to do something about it. We hear that after every gruesome mass shooting. At that time, columnist Eugene Robinson wrote that the one thing about which there can be no debate is that he had a gun. The only way we can change things is to hold presidential candidates of both parties accountable to do something about them. What? That's why I'm going back to this. What are you proposing? Do you want to come out and say it? Because everything else that you've got does nothing. Now, earlier in 2015, Dillon Roof was arrested and charged for felony possession of the prescription-only drug Suboxone. And at that time, his case was still pending. Federal law prohibits people with pending felony charges from obtaining guns. Yet, at the time, coming from the Washington Post, we had this headline, "The legal loophole that allowed Dillon Roof to get a gun." Now, the piece at the time didn't offer a single legal loophole that allowed Dillon Roof to obtain a gun. It only offered up examples of laws that he ignored. And it wasn't a lack of gun control laws that caused the Charleston shooting. We know now that Roof fell through the cracks, and there are some within it, and it wasn't his doing, it wasn't our doing, it just happened that way. There was some sort of confusion as to jurisdictions and where he got arrested and everything else. So, 3 days after he made his initial inquiry into buying a gun, he was allowed to buy the gun. Now, there is a mechanism in place for this. If you go through and actually finish the background check, if the FBI had done that, then they would also found out that he was a prohibited person, and the ATF could have gone and gotten that gun. That did not happen in 67 days later as we had the Charleston shooting. He did not have a concealed carry permit at the time. And so that permit here in South Carolina is required to actually carry a gun in public here in South Carolina. You can possess it in your vehicle, compartmentalized in your vehicle in public. We do have open carry. It's banned in the state here. We also prohibit drug addicts from obtaining or possessing firearms. And numerous reports at the time suggested that Roof was likely addicted to both prescription and illegal narcotics. Some reports allege that Roof's father gave him a .45 caliber pistol for his birthday earlier this year. Now, in order for this type of purchase to be legal, he would have needed to undergo a background check via the dealer, but not if his father bought it. This kind of gift is prohibited by law. That part of it is not true. It's prohibited by law if you're buying the gun in order to get someone a gun who can't buy one for himself. That's a straw purchase. I have given guns to both of my sons, and I did not break the law. At the time, Charles Cook pointed out at National Review, even if we presumed that the problem wasn't the killer wasn't picked up by the system, Obama's much-vaunted universal background check proposal would not have applied here. Toomey Manchin, the failed bill that contained the measure, explicitly exempted all transfers between family members and close friends. Not, you will note, because it contained a loophole or a typo or an oversight, but because such exemptions were deemed to be common sense. Now, at this time, we did not know all of the... A lot of conjecture was going on about how he got the gun. So, here we are today. And still, they're saying we got to do something about guns. That's a vacuous political assertion. What law could Congress pass to stop the next Roof? Just getting out there and saying they got to do something doesn't make something happen. It's an old argument, but the fact is that these killers prove gun control laws rarely stop criminals. It's noteworthy that he was apprehended not by pacifists with happy thoughts and outstretched arms, but by law enforcement officials with guns at the ready. The only way to stop these kinds of shootings would be an attempt to confiscate all guns, a non-starter politically, it's unfeasible in reality, and by the way, completely unconstitutional, and it does lead to a bloody day in the United States. Considering the instances of mass violence in nations that do have strict gun laws, it's a futile discussion anyway. I mean, it happens anyway. None of the gun control discussion takes into account the countless alternative ways someone like Ruth, a killer who clearly does not care about legal consequences, could have gotten his hands on a gun if he was motivated. If your contention is that we have to do something and that the something you propose does nothing to actually prevent mass shootings, then you're just using a tragedy for a broader political agenda. And we know what that is. We know what that is. Now, here in South Carolina now, we've got a proposal coming up, proposed by Democratic State Senator Marlon Kempson. He wants to make the background check waiting period 28 days. I want to go testify in those hearings. I don't know if I'll get to or not, but I want to go testify in those hearings. I want to look at those senators and say, do you know that there's 300,000 concealed carry permits here in South Carolina, and we do not have to go through any background check at all? And if you guys do this, then you will inadvertently lead to more concealed carry permits, because people will find out that they don't have to go through background checks by law here in South Carolina. Do you also realize they could have gotten that gun if they had done the background check and completed it 10 days later or 28 days later? They could have gotten that gun. And that the failure there was not the gun control system. It wasn't the background check system. It was just the way it was reported, and all the records were stuck in there. And they never completed it, and hence the ATF never went and got the gun. So if you want to know who fumbled this ball, it wasn't gun control. It wasn't the three-day wait. It was the FBI. Thank you. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to SDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Join me. Join them. Do yourself the best favor you can possibly do if you're carrying a gun for self-defense. Guns can be dangerous in the wrong hands, but, you know, this is my attempt once again to get people that want to write about these things to actually educate themselves. Articles written about guns by people who don't understand them they're asinine is what they are. There's no excuse to be ignorant of these things. They've been around for hundreds of years. They're owned and operated by more adults in the United States than don't have them. It's a constitutional codified guarantee that our individual right to possess them, to back up our human right to self-defense, has been there since the inception of the country. But for many gun controllers, some of whom have bylines by major media organizations, they don't actually know the first thing about them. They don't ever leave New York City, which I sort of get, to be honest with you. I mean, I watch a lot of video that happens in New York City, and it looks great, but, you know, get out of there sometimes and see the rest of the world. There's all kinds of other stuff as good as it is there. Here's an example of a self-inflicted injury that can result from weaponizing an ill-informed opinion about guns and gun-related paraphernalia, courtesy of Ryan J. Riley of Huffington Post. He posted a picture on Twitter of those rubber mashable earplugs that you stick in your ear and then they expand and you can't hear. And he asked the question, I believe these are rubber bullets. Can anyone confirm? Earplugs. Unfortunately, Mr. Riley, as idiotic as he is hardly alone in his complete ignorance of how these things work. Our nation is facing an epidemic of gun-related misreporting. So as a public service, and I may take this into the next segment because this is very important. If you have friends that are journalists and write about guns, please share this with them. I'm trying to save them some credibility. Here's a simple list of 14 basic things everyone should understand before writing or talking about guns. Number one, don't lecture anyone on gun safety until you actually understand what that means, what the basic rules are. The basic rules of gun safety are gospel. Treat all guns as though they are loaded. Never point the muzzle at anything you don't intend to destroy. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target. Always confirm your target as well as what's in front, behind, and around it. All of this is in case you pull the trigger on something that you don't mean to. It's to keep you from pulling the trigger on anything you don't mean to. So, if you always assume a gun is loaded, then you'll never have to say, Your Honor, I didn't know it was loaded. If you screw up the first rule, the rule number two will prevent you from shooting someone unintentionally because your muzzle will always be pointed in a safe direction. E-I-E-I-O, goodness gracious. Memorize them. Practice these things. Anyway. Item number two. Guns are inanimate objects. Guns don't kill people. People may kill people. And that's mocked by gun controllers, but it's true. And it's also true that the guns don't actually kill people. The bullets do, if we want to be really pedantic about it. A gun cannot load a magazine by itself. It cannot secure a loaded magazine by itself. An empty gun cannot chamber a round or rack slide by itself. A gun cannot pull the trigger by itself. Each one of those actions requires input from a human being. So this is why I dislike the term accidental shooting, because it suggests a lack of accountability. When they say, well, handling his gun, it accidentally went off. No, he pulled the trigger on it. He put his hand on it, and he pulled the trigger on it. It didn't accidentally go off. And that brings us to number three. Modern guns do not accidentally go off. They have to have input. Cops do it. Regular people do it. Military does it. Everybody does it. Happens all the time. Whether intentional or not, this type of phrasing implies that the gun itself is the hazard. If that were the case, there would be lawsuits against gun companies, without a doubt. A better term is negligent shooting. But in either case, it takes something in the trigger guard to depress the trigger with a round in the chamber. These things just don't fire themselves. This is not Maximum Overdrive by Stephen King. So, number four, semi-automatic and automatic don't mean the same thing. An automatic firearm is one that is truly all, I mean, it is an absolute kick to shoot one of these things. Of course, it's very expensive to shoot one of these things. I haven't shot an automatic weapon since I got out of the military because I got to pay for the ammo now. And I don't care if I ever get two again. Don't need it. If one of those weapons is used in a crime, you know, it's almost a fully automatic weapon. That's almost obtained illegally. The AKs in the LA shootout, those were illegally modified. Every weapon I own is semi-automatic, so it pull the trigger one time, one round, fires. That's just the way it works. So, having said that, they don't mean the same thing. Item number five, clip-in magazine don't mean the same thing either. They use the term clip all the time to when they mean magazine. And I don't care if they do that. That's fine. A clip has zero moving parts. It is essentially a piece of metal with grooves on either side to hold the rounds in place. They're in a single line. Normally they're curved. And they're going to line this up with an open breech and just shove it down by the finger. Whereas a magazine has moving parts. It's an enclosed box. It has a spring. It has a follower. The springs move another round into position so it can be chambered when necessary. It's a great technology. Great technology. Guns with safeties fail. They can and they will. They will fail. So, the only true safety when handling a gun is what's between your ears. So, but it's, these things are inanimate mechanical objects, so they're not foolproof. Mechanical devices can and will fail. If you rely on a gun's external safety as a substitute for following the four basic gun safety rules, you're going to get yourself into trouble. That doesn't mean they're bad. They're not. They're not at all. They're incredibly valuable. But a mechanical safety in and of itself is not a guaranteed way to prevent a negligent discharge. One of the reasons I carry Glocks currently is that they don't have any outside buttons for me to worry about whether they work or not. So I know that if I put my finger on the trigger, I better be meaning business. No safeties, no expectations. So basic gun rules followed all the time. Number seven, the so-called smart gun technology is not, and it is not reliable either. So, when you, here's going to David Frum, an anti-gun columnist, not so gun, smart gun technology advances gun safety, yet it encounters severe opposition by the gun lobby that wishes it would go away. Look, if there's a market for it, build it. Somebody will buy it. If nobody's going to buy it, build it and go out of business. Spend all your money. I don't care. Spend all your money. Smart guns, though, are something they want to have so they can turn them off. They want to have electronics introduced to a purely mechanical device. So there's zero market for smart guns. There's a reason for that. We'll get with the other half of this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Secondcalldefense.org. Go join them. I know not enough people are members, because if they were, they wouldn't have shown up at the NRA conference. So anyway, join them. Back to the 14 things that people need to realize that, or know if they're going to write about guns. We're up to number 8 now. We've covered the first half. Let's go through the second half. Number 8, handing someone a badge doesn't make them a good shooter. I know people that are in law enforcement that shoot and shoot and shoot. And then I know of people that aren't in law, that are in law enforcement that don't. And the thing about the people that are in law enforcement that do shoot, these people, I mean, one of them brought me back from the not being able to shoot a BIS, JT. He, you know, my friend up here in the upstate of South Carolina, SWAT officer, he shoots all the time. He shoots with me. We go through the drills. We do all this other stuff. It's not, you know, I make a video of it, and it's like 4 minutes long and everything, but that took us all day to film this. There's a lot of stuff that I don't film more than once. And that is the way you train. You train over and over and over. You mess it up, and then you get it right, and then you continue to get it right, and then, you know, when JT's ready for me to move to the next drill, he tells me, and we go. So the people that are in law enforcement that can shoot, don't mess with them. Do not mess with them, because they have that rare combination of aspects or attributes about them. They deal with real-world violence every day, and they train to stop it dead in its tracks. And if you mess with them, well, they're going to stop you dead in their tracks. So all of these other things, that is not a given just because you get a badge. It takes thousands of hours of training, hundreds of hours, drawing from the holster, practicing the trigger pull, all that stuff. And the same is true for police because they're people, just like me and you. The badge does not confer magical shooting ability. So, now, when you hear the anti-gunners writing about it, they'll say that teachers can't be cops. They'll say that we can't be cops. That if somehow if we were cops, we could start with everything and we could stop anything we needed to stop. Number nine, the AR in AR-15 does not stand for assault rifle. No. The AR in the name of the popular AR-15 stands for Armalite. The company that developed the rifle platform back in the 1950s. Today, the AR-15 trademark is owned by Colt, which bought the rights to the AR-10 and AR-15 from Armalite in 1959. However, the term AR-15 has come to represent just about any type of conventional M4 or M16 variant rifle that is in semi-automatic. In fact, this gun that I have here is not an AR-15. It is actually an AA-15. Just so you know. Number 10, high-capacity magazine bans are completely counterproductive. Lawmakers in Colorado enacted bans on high-capacity magazines after the Aurora shooting. And just as that state's rush to close the inaccurately named gun show loophole followed the Columbine massacre failed to prevent the Aurora shooting, so too will the magazine ban fail to prevent future mass shootings. Why? Well, for the same reason that gun bans don't prevent criminals from possessing and using guns. They don't care about gun laws. A psychopath who's going to murder a room full of innocent people is not going to care if it's illegal to possess a 16-round magazine. And there's a good chance he's going to bring with him an armory of high-capacity magazines loaded to capacity. And this is not the case for people who obey laws. The woman who lawfully carries a concealed weapon to protect herself from would-be rapists is going to follow the law because she doesn't want to put herself in jeopardy. And the desire to legally carry a concealed weapon already puts a law-abiding citizen at a disadvantage against a murderer who's armed to the teeth. How? Because the requirement of concealment almost by definition limits the amount of ammunition you can carry. In most cases, that means one magazine in the gun along with one spare magazine. So, you know. Magazine bans don't mean anything. The reason we have semi-automatic weapons that have changeable magazines is because they're fast to change. So whether they hold 7 or 10 or 16 or 33 or whatever it is, it's a drop-in, push-back-in proposition. So getting out, Elliot Rogers, he had 41 10-round magazines. 41 10-round magazines in California because they had a magazine capacity requirement of 10. So he bought 41 of them. That's a lot of magazines to carry, but he carried them anyway. Number 11, shooting to wound is absurd and dangerous. Shooting anybody is dangerous. We have things called arteries all over our bodies coming from our heart, running into every appendage we have. Via our shoulders, our hips, into our legs, into our feet, going into our neck, into our brain, and everywhere else. Center mass is where all of that converges. Somebody shot, say, in the femoral artery, where the femoral artery is punctured. They're going to die in 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes. They're going to bleed out. They're going to pass out in about 45 seconds, and they're going to die. It's going to look like a oil gusher coming out of their leg. It's just, shooting to wound is crazy. Cher doesn't know that. She asked, did police ever shoot to wound? Can arms, legs, shoulders be targets? The stress must be unbearable. Is there enough judgment training? If you want to, the only people that need judgment training is people that want to be criminals. I judge not to go against the cops because I know a few of them and I'm not facing them. Hollow point rounds are actually safer than the standard full metal jacket ammunition. Nuff said, they don't over-penetrate. They don't fly down the street after they perforate the person I've aimed at. I like it that way. Number 13, most gun owners understand gun laws a lot better than gun controllers do. This is why we rise up and beat you into the mud every time you propose something. And we know them better because we follow them. And when you put something out there like the gun show loophole, we know what that is, and we know that you're just full of it. So anyway, number 14, a lot of states already have universal background checks. What they won't tell you, the gun controllers, is that universal background checks are the norm in a large number of states, notwithstanding the lack of federal law requiring this. The gun controllers know this, but they'd rather force a one-size-fits-all federal policy one time than take the time and effort required to convince each state that it's a good policy for that state. Illinois has it. Until recently, the city of Chicago virtually banned gun possession. Did those laws in Illinois stop any gun violence there? No. Other states require universal background checks on all firearm purchases include California and New York. What's the crime rates like in those places? Some states require universal background checks only on handguns. North Carolina is one of those. It requires either a concealed carry permit or a government-issued purchase permit. And you have to go to the to your law enforcement guy. It's Bob Jim Crow all over again. So... Why am I mentioning North Carolina? Because it was North Carolina that a crazed leftist armed with a handgun allegedly murdered three young Muslims over what appears to be a parking dispute. And he passed his background check with flying colors, went to the sheriff and everything. So the takeaway, no amount of gun laws or do-goodery is going to keep guns out of the hands of evil people. That genie is out of the bottle. Learn to live with it. But those laws can keep the guns out of the hands of careful, safe, law-abiding citizens. We just want to protect ourselves and our families. And whenever these guys propose us, that in and of itself is a true crime. We'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.